Here is one thing to know about me. I am not just any one thing. Some days are good. Some days I get it. You know, he has been upfront with me saying we're headed for a divorce, so and on some level I get it. You know, we've been together a very long time, so I get the need to experiment. And she's a young, beautiful woman. She's loyal to him, and I understand it on, you know, on my head level. How do I say that? On a logical, yeah, you know, because they have new stuff to talk about, new experiences. But all of us, you know, it has to be still to the both of us now, because so I get it, and I get it on that level. But and I shouldn't be feeling this way. I shouldn't be feeling like, who is she? You know, she's just somebody you're employed. She's you know, I shouldn't be feeling this way, but I can't help placing the both of us on some pedestal and trying to do a comparison, even knowing that, yeah, we're already headed to a divorce, but you know, it still doesn't help me. Still doesn't help me much. They are actually cute together. They'll make a great couple. And I know them individually. He was my mentor, my friend, my husband, and it didn't work out, right? And she, you know, she manages his business, and she's very loyal to him, and she's very hardworking. Honestly, she is hardworking, and I haven't worked in ages. They actually, you know, have more in common. He has more in common with her than he has with me now, so get that. And when I'm not being jealous, I actually pray and wish them well. You know, I'm not always this nice about it. I remember when one night I was just cursing out the both of them, like, it will not end well for you, you know, in my room, the privacy of my room, and wishing her all the evil in the world and wishing him too. I didn't mind then that we have a child together, and you know, anyway, curses don't work. But I've realized that there is no justice in the world. You could have been with somebody for ages and given everything you knew to give, and if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. So every day, I just try to perform. Try to perform. Try to get through the anxiety, through the panic of the day. You know, when maybe your eye mistakenly catches something about him writing my love to her and stuff like that, and you're like, you know, your brain just goes overhead, thinking, you know, into overdrive. You're thinking, you know, what next, what did she say, you know, that kind of thing. And oh boy, it's not healthy, it's not good at all. Don't be like me. Don't do it. Don't be like me. It doesn't go anywhere good. I wish I can tell you that I'm better now. I wish I can tell you that my heart is no longer pounding. I wish I can tell you that my appetite is back. I wish I had good news for you, but I really don't. I really don't have any good news for you. If you're going through a heartbreak, whoever, I don't know if anybody is even listening. If you're going through a heartache, I saw something today that was horrible. Somebody put on their WhatsApp status, is it an Indian girl who was 13 years, who was being carried away by this big pedophile, they said was her husband, and she was screaming, you know, screaming, and people were just looking on, like, couldn't believe it. Did her mother see that, hear her child crying, being carried off by a rapist? And it's good to them? Nobody, you know, sometimes I'm like, there is no justice in this world at all. There is no justice. That girl is going to be sexually abused, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, every which way abused. And she was crying and nobody could hear her. It doesn't come close to what I'm going through, but what is wrong with us? Why are we crying and nobody can hear us? Why in the world?